Hello everyone and welcome to this week's podcast episode on Body Connection. Me and Simba, live from the farm, I was about to say.
We are semi-live.
Semi-live. Mark is traveling a little bit, exploring and going deep on his own personal journey. So we are, it's me and Simba.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
the farm.
A lot of fun.
Enjoying and looking forward to the conversation that will unfold.
Yeah, it's been a while since we were sitting down like this. So yeah. Today we are discussing body connection from a feminine perspective. So before we dive into the feminine aspect of body connection, we just want to mention a little bit about what do we mean by body connection? And Simba, when you say body connection, what do you mean?
Yeah, so I think it's a good point to start any topic and establish what is it that we mean, you know, what I mean, what you mean. Body connection is the awareness of physical sensations and cues that your body gives you that indicates that it likes something or it doesn't like something. It feels well or it doesn't feel well, right? So it really is that communication that is wordless. And that's really from mind and usually nervous system that we can feel. You know, you can feel your skin, but you can also move your body. You're in control. You're in connection with your body. We're not just in a mental experience. I'm actually connected and can receive all of those signals and inputs that the body is feeding me on a continuous loop every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with everything that you say. For me, it's about feeling safe enough to come back to the body, because the body is the vehicle that we it's the container where we live this lifetime, you know. And a lot of times we get dissociated. Much of the work that we do together with people is allowing them to come back and feel the feelings and feel the stress and deal with the stress that they have been experiencing previously in their life. And since if we didn't feel safe enough to experience the sensations at that time, it might feel a bit scary to come back and feel those feelings. So for me, the body connection is that coming back to the body, feeling safe enough to deal with or feel or process anything that the body is carrying, so to speak.
Yeah, that's a very accurate way I feel as well. And it really relates to society pushing us away from being in our body, right? So this, when we talk about body connection and body awareness, it's about coming back to something that we have pushed away or forgotten due to stress, traumas, or events that doesn't allow us to feel safe to be here, essentially.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you mentioned the society that is kind of pushing us out of the body, because it's very stressful to be alive. Just, and being alive we're supposed to be able to deal with the things that happens to us in everyday life, because it's not only sunshine and rainbows. And it's like, at some point, it's like we forget that we're supposed to feel all the feelings, or even though the negative ones, it's like we don't want them, but they are a natural part of life. And if we only choose to feel like the fun and the beautiful things, we're not experiencing life in full, so to speak. But I would say that society, it is interesting, because we're diving deeper into the masculine and feminine energies overall here at Living with the Spirit, and we can so clearly see that we are affected by it in different ways, and that coming back to the body looks a little bit different for females or for males. And before we go into that deeper, our standpoint is that everyone has feminine energy and everyone has masculine energy, but it depends on where we are on the scale and how much of each do we have? And what is my core energy? And what do I align myself with? What do I identify myself with? Like the energy inside of myself. So we're talking about, so men have feminine energy too, and females have masculine energy too. It depends on what is the core and what are we using, what is imbalanced, we can say. Because the society, when we look at it, it has a very masculine structure. And for females, that means that a lot of females take on a masculine structure to cope with whatever is going on, or to fit in, or to get ahead, or to be successful, or to be approved or liked, or, you know, there's so many things that we start to do that affects us in these polarities, the polarities and the energies. So what would you say, Simba? What are you noticing the difference is to bring back a woman to the body and to bring back a man to the body? What are you noticing in since we're going to focus on the female side of things today?
Yeah, so it's a very interesting concept to look at it, because like you said, polarity really is energetics, right? It's qualities. And the polarity concept really comes from magnetism or physics, right? That equal poles, they kind of retract each other, and opposite poles attract, right? And you have these philosophies in all shapes and forms in life. You know, Vedic has the Ida and the Pingala. Traditional Chinese medicine has the yin and the yang. In the West, we talk more about plus and minus poles, or when it comes to this work, polarities, masculine and feminine. But you can kind of call it wherever you want to. This is just very easy to discuss and to put certain qualities in, because when it comes to the body connection, it's a very good framework to have to relate to coming back, right? So if I would work with a woman, for instance, coming back to the body would probably be something like movement, you know, a lot of movement, maybe dancing, depending on the person, of course. But it's really about going from thinking to feeling. If I ask you like, oh, how are you today, and someone says good, well, that doesn't really tell me anything, right? Okay, what are you noticing in your body right now? What do you mean? That's probably a sign of I'm up thinking and I'm doing all these tasks up in my head, but I'm not really physically being in my body, feeling what's going on. So that would be the first thing I would do to guide someone. Okay, how does your breath feel, right? How does it feel to sit here on your seat bones, right? So the difference, I would say, is usually women have at least had a stronger connection to the body due to your monthly cycles, the menstruation cycles, and due to the many cyclical changes that happen more often with women than with men. And also because women, the corpus callosum, the connection between right and left hemisphere, has about 30% more connections, thicker connections. So emotionally, and to connect to the emotional side of the brain is much easier for a woman biologically, right? Whereas for a man, many times it's both biologically and also societal conditions, it doesn't really allow us to, you know, like, oh, don't cry, don't feel like that, don't be a sissy, be strong, be similar. So for a man, it's usually to break through the ego, to break through the conception of what it means to actually allow yourself to feel something, because that can be synonymous with weakness. Yeah, I don't know how to fix this. I'm sorry about that. I'll fix it for the next podcast updated. So all these emojis comes up. No thumbs up. Anyway, so it might not be a concept of, you know, it might be related to weakness for a man. If I feel my body and I feel my emotions and I'm here, then I can't work as hard and I can't be as tough and I can't be, you know, this identity that I believe is a man. Whereas I think women might have the same, but within a certain capacity, like you said, Maybe they're working in a environment that is very masculine, that's very dominant, that's very, pushing your elbows to get to where you want to go, like a corporate structure. But she might not live her entire life like that. There might be one aspect of her life that she lives like this. But for men, they usually live their whole life like this, right? And they maybe many times have not had an experience of not being like that. Whereas a woman have had an experience, usually, in my opinion, in my experience, of being in their body, right? So they have something to come back to, whereas a man might be many times, I'm not sure. I don't know if I really have a concept of that, or it might be further away for a lot of men that I met, myself included, when I started this work.
Yeah, the feminine body, I mean, because of our cycle, we are we're changing all the time, and we have we're much more connected to the aspect of transformation to change, because we change and evolve so much. Like every month there's something going on, and before we get our period, then whatever is the body wants to release, it comes up to the surface. And a lot of women notice that as PMS, or becoming very emotional. But that is actually an opportunity for the body to process whatever we are taking on, because we are more emotional beings. We are more connected to the emotions. We have a completely different hormone structure, and there's a lot of hormones going on all the time in the cycle. So we are supposed to be more emotional and connected to that. And through the womb, we also have access to a very deep body connection that is very different from the men. So when working with women, because most, I mean, not most, but a lot of women have experienced some sort of sexual, doesn't have to be trauma, but there is usually something that is going on the sexual side of things that is stored in the physical body. So it's like coming back to the womb might not always feel super safe in the beginning. So there's like a journey back to the body. But the women have this powerhouse of wisdom and intuition that is really magical when it's very deep and deeply connected, because then through the womb, the woman can, she knows, she knows exactly what to do, she knows exactly what she wants, and she knows her body. And through the womb, you can use the body almost like an instrument. So you don't have to live through your head, because the body will guide you and tell you basically anything that you need based on decision making or how to navigate and what to do. And then from the womb, there's a connection to the heart, and from the heart, there's the connection to the throat and the voice. So it's like you can live from that space and navigate from that space, but instead we live in a more masculine oriented society, and women start to lose that connection. And so it's like a journey back to the body, step by step. But for me, the goal is to come back to the womb and use that as a compass.
Definitely. And that's a big powerhouse of body connection. And when people talk about the womb or the testicles, or it's not per se about sexuality or the act of sex, it's more about connecting to all the hormones that comes from that, because that's a big part of what makes us different. Not just gender-wise, but also psychologically, and all the hormones, and energetically what makes us different. And it's also been conditioned to be very shameful, right? Looking at the body in a certain way, certain things you don't talk about, certain body parts are like this, and boys should do this, and girls should do this. And there's a lot of conceptions around shame. And, biologically, we are designed to be liked by a group. That's how our chances of survival improves, right? If I'm a newborn baby and I'm left alone somewhere, I'm going to die because I won't start walking like a coughling does or any other animal after a few minutes after I'm born, right? Like it takes a couple of like takes 2, 3 years before you can start walking and doing something. So shame is an emotion that allows us to realize what a group of people likes and doesn't like and accept and accepts that allows us to be inclusive. So if you look at that, culture many times has created barriers for us to actually be in our body and conditions for men and for women, what it means to be in our body and what we should do to not be embarrassed, like, or the family embarrassed for us, or people don't want to be associated with us, or we even ourselves shouldn't think certain things about our body or explore certain things about our body. And that, of course, is, you know, everything in your body is there for a reason. Everything in your body has a function, and not everything is taboo or has to be in a certain way, right? That you can be in your body, you can explore it, and you can use the resources you have to grow your consciousness, to grow your awareness, right? But it's very, you know, let's say like Tantra, for instance, right? People look at Tantra and they think sex. Right. That is like, that's a grain of sand, right? It's about energy. It's about how you work with something that's naturally in you. How do you cultivate an energy? You can use it in sex. You can use that energy up to your heart, up to your head. So I think a lot of it when it comes to that with body awareness and that field that we kind of tapped into now is to see something larger than just that. It's not taboo. It's not shameful. We're not talking about this. We're not focusing on a specific part. We're talking about raising your awareness and being connected to your body and being safe enough to explore whatever you feel there. And if you've been shamed by that before or through your upbringing, that's going to limit you from actually allowing yourself to be here and explore all of those sensations, thoughts that are natural. That are just natural, part of our revolution.
Yeah, the shame and the guilt is huge. I mean, that's what we see in most people, that there is a that's the so the shame and the guilt is like the gatekeeper to come back to the body. It's one of the lowest frequencies because it's so difficult to feel and it's so difficult to accept. And most of the time, I mean, when I've been working with shame or guilt, it's like I don't even realize that it's there. I it's so deep that I in different scenarios that I found it, it's like, what is that? And then like look closer. And I always give this analogy. It's like you have white, it's a white wall, and then you have something that is exactly the same white that keeps very still. So you think it's the wall. And that's how it feels when I look inside. It's like I look at something and it's like nothing stands out. So I think, oh yeah, there's nothing there. And then all of a sudden it moves a little bit. And then I look, what was moving? And then it's like, oh, it's shame or it's guilt. And like, wow, it was so deep that I thought it was actually a part of myself. I didn't even see that emotion or feeling or energy even stood out. And that can be so deep that it can be difficult to access what is underneath, because the guilt and the shame is like a lid or like a protection or like a blockage in front of something, the real emotion or like the another emotion underneath, because the shame and the guilt is protecting something. And that can be very interesting to maneuver around. But when once you find it and once you go into it, you can pretty easily dissolve it and access what it is that you're meant to access. And yeah, for women, we're not supposed to live in this super structured environment. We're supposed to flow. We're supposed to like lean in or lean back towards what's going on currently in our cycle, because there's so much going on and we're supposed to adjust to that and not have this same level of performance or same level of high intensity or energy every single day of the month, because that's not how we're built. And that's a little bit how we are programmed, because I always thought that, oh, I'm supposed to feel happy every day when I wake up. I'm supposed to have a lot of energy every day when I wake up. And if I don't have that, I feel like there's something wrong with me. But there isn't. So the coming back to the body is about understanding what is going on in my body, where am I at, and learning what the body is up to, and the different cycles and the different periods in within the cycle, because there's different phases, and what they mean in general, but what do they mean for me, and how can I work with the body and not run over the body and like override the body and say, no, it's Monday, we're supposed to be happy, we're supposed to go to work, and we're supposed to love it, and we're supposed to, push hard and, go at it. But the female body doesn't like that.
No, definitely not. And like what we're talking about is like a quite big range now. Like you said, what is one of the first thing I would do if someone comes to me if I'm working with a female? Well, basics, breathing, connect to your breathing. If there is a problem you have that's stressful for you, to bring it back. Where do you notice this problem in your body? What is it that you notice in your body? How does your body respond to it? So that would be something that I would start with to really start to get that relation from not just being in your intellectual experience, but actually being embodied in the nervous system, in all of the other systems, because that's where you really can solve it, right? You can't figure your way out of a trauma or stress or anxiety because you didn't think your way into stress and trauma, anxiety, right? Something happened to you, right? Something happened. And due to what happened, something happened inside of you, in your body. And that's where you have the stress and the trauma and everything that happens. So I can't just talk to you. I mean, that's part. You need to talk and update the framework and introduce the idea, plant the seed so you feel comfortable to research a little bit further on it. But ultimately, the work, for me at least, 80-90% is really done with the somatic healing practices, right? Because that's where all the stress and tension and trauma is stored. And if we don't feel safe enough to go into the body, we're going to have a big conflict, right? Because then it's going to be hard to really heal those parts of ourselves. But that is probably part of stress and trauma that we have, It might not be safe enough to go there. Because, especially if you think about a male structure, right? Like a male structure. When I say structure, I mean, like you said, workplace, or maybe it was me that said it, I don't remember now. Corporate, the workplace. Let's say corporate, some male. It's very competitive, right? It's very me first, no, me first, and elbowing your way forward. In an environment like that, it's not going to be safe to talk and open about emotions and connect and, hey, I need to rest a little bit, right? Because that's a sign of weakness. You take one step aside. Next one pushes through and try to take your spot. That doesn't really allow us to be in our body. It doesn't allow us to have downtime. And like you talked about, from a feminine perspective, a work week, right? 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever people work, like in 5 days, 6 days a week. That's not really designed for a feminine body. That's more from a masculine body because it doesn't have cycles like that. It can continue in a different way than a feminine body many times can because of cycles, it requires different needs. So what happens then? It becomes an inner conflict. Why can't I do that? Why am I not good enough? Why can I continue to push through? Or we might think something is wrong with you, or that, I don't know, some people say weaker gender, and there's nothing that's true with that. There's no weaker or stronger genders. We have different qualities, right? And when we work together with each other, we can balance each other. But when we work with the qualities within us too, we can also balance ourselves, right? So we're not just pushing through and not just sitting back and not getting anything done, that we have a balance between those two qualities. And I think it starts with the body awareness, right? Because the body will tell you. If you're tired all the time and you need to take coffee to do anything, well, chances are your body needs to rest, right? It's pretty much that simple. But we don't do it many times. because we really need to come to a point where you start to listen, right? And that's, might bring up a cliche. If you don't listen to your body when it whispers, you're going to have to pay the price for when it screams, because it will tell you, this is enough. I can't do this. I can't continue. And that's how a lot of burnout happens, because, the body is not a machine. It's a biological, beautiful organism that's meant to, just like seasons in nature, right? Autumn, spring, winter, fall, we have all of these seasons. It's not supposed to be summer all the time. It's not winter all the time. It needs to have seasons. There's daytime, there's nighttime. So a lot of that perspective is really looking at it from what is natural, that there is natural cycles, and we will learn to follow those cycles. That's when we'll do best, and that's how our body will feel best too, in my
Yeah.
opinion.
I mean, it's interesting that you talk about, because there's so many females in corporate and stuff, and there's what I'm seeing now is that there's so many women that are starting to lead like conscious leaders, like feminine conscious leaders that are starting to lead from a feminine perspective instead of from a masculine perspective, and that it's like coming back to the body, honoring the body, honoring the cycles, honoring the different flows, the ups and the downs, and just adjusting to that and working smarter, not harder, and by doing that, accessing these unlimited amounts of creativity and innovation that we have as women, and having this like almost like psychic abilities to navigate, you know. But we can't do that when we are pushed into masculinity and having this masculine shield, like being not being sensitive, not being vulnerable, like just pushing through. Yeah, it's just adding all of those masculine attributes, the ones that I've had for so many years. And for me, it was really about stepping back and allowing the feminine energy to be in the leader, like in the driver's seat. Because now when I run this company and my Swedish brand as well, you know, we, you know, live in another country. I mean, there's tons of things to do to navigate a business or multiple businesses. But I can do it because I lean into the feminine. I lean into my superpowers instead of feeling like, oh, they are not good enough because I'm not a man and I can't live like a man, and or like the masculine energy more. I will say the masculine energy because my core is feminine. And I thought that my core was much, much more masculine, but I realized, no, it's not. It's just imprints that I've got and that I took on to survive. And the more that I lean into this receiving mode that the feminine is, and the more I move into the flow and the more I tune into my body and listen to my body, the more I get done, the more I can do, and the better it goes. And I feel better. Everyone feels better. Everyone else feels better. So the more I lean into the feminine, the everything blossoms. And yeah, it's like stopping to smell the roses, you know, like be in the moment, be in the body, and be aware and actually enjoying life as it happens instead of rushing through and trying to get more things done on a shorter amount of time. That is like in the corporate world, it's more like we're all just units that needs to, you know, perform a certain amount because it's like everything comes with a price tag and like how much money can we earn and stuff like that. And for me, I run this I run all everything that I am responsible for. I start to run it like from a feminine perspective, and I can see that everyone is benefiting from that to grow as people and even the business. And yeah, it's just for me it works very, very well, and just becomes better and better. For the more I lean in, the better the better I feel, and then the better everyone else feels too.
Yeah, and I agree 100%. It's a gateway to something different, body awareness. It really is a game changer. And I've seen with many clients, they might want to change their jobs because they realize the structure, the way they work, the way the atmosphere is in the job, and for them to have the personal transformation they feel is very hard to do while they're still in this work, because this work requires them to be in a way that is not congruent with who they want to be. So a lot of the work is not to get people out of their jobs necessarily, it's to get them to what they want to do instead, what they really want to do, not just quit your job and do something else. But that might be a part, right? And we might see it as, maybe I do a little bit more yoga, a little bit more breathing, and I'm a little bit more in my body. But that might actually lead you to a path of more realization, and that your body's calling you to do other choices than you would have associated with being in your body. And that can be scary because it can take you to new places, and it can start to bring you out of a lot of situations that you might find yourself in. I remember with someone I was working with, this was many years ago, and I said, and we were talking, and then the person said, "You know what? I don't really want to be in my body." And I said, "Oh, that's strange. You're coming to me, and you don't want that to be." I was like, I didn't understand if that was just like a defense mechanism that came up, or I said, "Well, please elaborate." And the person said, "Because everything becomes so hard. In my mind, it's just logic and simple. Do this, do that, and then you feel like this, and if you need this, you do that. But when you're actually in your body, there's so much more things to take into consideration, and there's so many more possibilities, and that's overwhelming for me. It doesn't feel safe anymore." That's probably what you were alluding to in the beginning, coming back into your body, your definition of what we talked about, body awareness. Maybe it hasn't been safe to be in your body because all of these sensations, no one guided you what to do with them, to regulate them, to navigate them. So when you feel them, you think something is wrong. Like you said, if I'm not happy all the time, something is wrong. It's like, it's not really how it works. It's there to guide you, it's there to navigate you. And so we have certain emotions for certain reasons. Sadness and grief is a biological inheritance so that we can cut the connection to someone that's not here anymore, or a part that's not here anymore, so we can understand that someone has moved on. But if we don't allow ourselves to have those emotions and being in our body when we do that, we're going to have an internal resistance, right? And that's going to block energy in your body, massive amounts of energy. And where does that energy go? Well, different depending who you ask, but that, for me, I would say diseases, injuries, damages. You will start to call something in to literally hit a wall so that your body comes to a position where it can start to let go of this energy. It's like, okay, this head is not listening. Let's run it into a wall so it can lie down and we can rest so we don't die.
Yeah,
It's
but that's what
damaged.
happened to me. It's like
Yeah.
I was putting on such a masculine shield, and I was just going like a bulldozer, and my body tried to tell me multiple times, but I didn't listen. And finally, I had to listen. I had no other choice. So coming back to the body, I mean, the main tool that we use is the nervous system. I mean, but I hope that most people who listen have understood that so far, but it's like there's a general thing that we do with everyone's like through the somatic work and through the nervous system and like do the physical, emotional, and spiritual detoxification. But then when we come to a certain point, we need to treat people like the feminine or the masculine core, because then at the like to really access the body fully, we are a little bit different. So the feminine for me was really about leaning into the feminine, allowing the feminine to lead and to allow the body to lead, because the body knows. So for people who are just like, I don't know my life purpose. Well, get into the body and you will find it. The body knows, and like the body knows what it wants to do. And that's also why some people can think that it's a bit scary, but because you will actually find out what the body wants, what the heart wants, and you know what the womb wants, and you know, and that's it, that is to live life to the fullest, to be free and to enjoy every moment of the of this life experience, and experience all of the emotions. But the negative emotions, we generally just feel it because we store them, because there are so many. But once we start to clear that out and we come to start to listen to the body, rely on the body, navigate through the body, we don't experience as much of that because we don't need to learn anything. It's not, the lesson is learned. So we don't need the universe to kind of slap us around to listen, you know, because then we start to maneuver life. And that's what the feminine is like, this master navigators, like master navigators. It's so easy for us to deal with things and to maneuver and make sure that, you know, it's not controlling, it's more navigating. And it's beautiful to see when women step into that power, really. It's a very deep connection to the personal power, and it literally goes through the womb, and how well you know yourself, and the body will communicate everything to you. But if we're up listening to the head, in the head, then yeah, then we don't hear it. It's like you said, we can hear the, if we don't listen when the body whispers, we have to listen when it screams. So
yeah,
we know everything.
I used to work, it feels like another lifetime ago, I used to work as a personal trainer for many years. And this happened for, this was over a period of almost 8 years, 7 years, something like that. And the main difference that I noticed, that I could also see in my colleagues worldwide, I met with a lot of beautiful communities, and I did trainings, and I was traveling all over the world with different trainers and experiencing different classes and teaching modalities. And one of the main themes that I could see, not just by with my clients, but in general, was the feminine client that comes in says, I want to be able to be strong in my body, pull myself up, push myself up, carry my own bag, you know? It was a practical strength. Whereas for a lot of guys, it was sometimes more competitive, lift this weight, do this, do that, or not to be in pain. Of course, physical, you know, want to lose weight, look a little bit better, all of these. But if I look at the main difference, when I looked at it from a feminine and masculine perspective, one was a little bit more numbers, standards, you know, this is a measurement for how it does, how well I'm doing. And when I looked at the feminine, it was a lot more about, I wouldn't like to say the word independence, because it's used in a very strange way in conjunction with hyper masculinity, but more self-empowerment, I would say, that they feel self-empowered and strong in their own essence, right? That I'm strong enough to stay my essence. I don't have to take on this qualities, masculine traits, masculine shield. I feel strong enough so I can stay in my feminine essence. And that's a very beautiful distinction that I saw. And I kind of continue to see it now, although I'm not a personal trainer, in many ways, when I look at the difference between men and female.
Yeah. I mean, it's this, it's like, it's not about you can't be strong as a woman. I mean, we can be super strong, but it's about being strong in the right way and not try to be strong in a masculine way. So one thing that I had to deal with a while back was that I didn't really trust the feminine. And that was a deep result of putting on this masculine shield. And once I was starting to take that off, I was like, but then that means I need to step into the feminine. And I realized, actually, when I was working with Mark, and it's like, wow, I don't trust the feminine. And then I had to work around that. And now I feel like, wow, I feel so safe with the feminine, because I can see, I can maneuver. It's like I know things ahead of time. It's like I'm getting all the information that I need to deal with any situation. And the more I step back from the structure and from the head and moving into the body and allowing the body to lead, and as you said, stepping into to more movement, to more body flow, the more dancing, the more connection to the body, and really owning that and being soft and being, it's like I don't have to protect myself. It's like there's the shield doesn't have to be there anymore. And just the more I lean back from that, the more I can enjoy the here and now and step into the receiving and step into the pleasure and step into the bliss of, you know, just enjoying life, the wonders of life, and being able to see that. And when I do that, I also realize that my voice becomes so much stronger, like my inner voice. I can stand in my truth in a completely different way. It becomes much easier to navigate what I used to react on, because I come from a place of safety in my body that is so starting to get so strong and so deep that I don't really have anything that I need to worry about. And that means, oh, I'm starting to feel safe in my body, and I trust my body to navigate me through life no matter what happens. And instead of having experiences that is like traumatic when things happen, now I just have a situation that I need to deal with, and we deal with it and we move on. And it's such a different way to operate from, like fully trusting the feminine body, which is super, super cool.
Yeah, it's a superpower when you learn how to own it, and it is a strength, right? There are strengths in both polarities. I believe the
Of course.
body awareness will allow you to notice or show you when to use this polarity, when to use that polarity.
Yeah.
And we
And I
kind of
mean,
need to be in our body to feel that, right? That's the whole purpose of what we're talking about here as well, right? The more you're in your body and have a body awareness, it will show you, well, too much in the masculine, everything starts to hurt, frustrated, you know, like the RAM, starting to get cuts on my forehead because I'm trying to push my way through life. Maybe I'm just sitting back, nothing is happening, and I'm just ruminating about this project that never happens. I'm too much in the feminine, too much in the open essence, the circle of essence, right? We're very feminine, the cyclical, and the male is more
Yeah.
pointing. And so once again, I'm not saying this is how men do, this is how women do. I'm talking about these polarities that we all have within us. And when we
Yeah.
can start to listen and follow them, that's when we have the balance and you can actually get stuff done instead of getting caught in something.
Yeah, for me, I feel like that's when the nervous system becomes truly regulated, like truly on a very deep level. So I think it's difficult for women to do the nervous system work or do the somatic work and not go through the womb and not go through the feminine, because that's like the missing piece that is gonna, it creates such a harmony in the body. And then because the harmony and the balance is what we're always looking for. So, you know, the work that you and I are doing with ourselves and the people who are here and our clients, it's like to restore balance on all levels. And if you ignore the feminine and the masculine polarities, then you're missing out on a very, very large piece of the puzzle that is extremely close to the core. Because, and it's not like I'm only in my feminine. I have a very strong masculine, but it doesn't run my life anymore, and I can turn it on if I need it and I get things done. But for me, it's very important that I'm not in that mode all the time, and that I can be there for short periods of time, and that I am aware that I listen to my body. Okay, now I've been in the masculine for a little bit longer than is healthy for me, and then I back off and I do something else, and I go into something softer and come back to the body. do something else, go into receiving, because when I'm in my masculine, I produce, I deliver, I create. And then when I go into my feminine, I receive, I lean back, I do something else. And to have both of those and to allow my core to lead, that the biggest part of my life is in the creation and in enjoying the magic of life, like enjoying life. Life is not about, you know, working all the time and never. I mean, we haven't been super good at that, to be honest. But
it's more, okay for a short period of time.
Yeah, you know? I mean, we're living the dream and we're living our purpose, and you know, we've done what we have to do to get to this point, and that's where the masculine comes in as well. But it's like to have it to be healthy, it cannot be like that all the time. So the last, you know, year and the past time, we've been doing a lot of adjustments and working very deeply with it.
Definitely. And I mean, back to the body awareness, really, when it comes to that, like I said, for a woman to connect to the womb, right, and connect to the body and honor the strength of being in a feminine body or in a feminine essence and the polarities, energetical but also physical, it's a very big resource for body awareness, intuition, and all this, like you said, almost premonitions. You get these messages and can see things in a certain way. And for men, I think it's really, you know, into the muscles, feel the body, feel the nurturing touch, start to relax the muscle. And then ultimately, for my own personal point of view, the connection to the heart is the biggest body awareness for the man, because we are very intellectual beings. So very, if you're in a male polarity, if you're male in a male polarity, there's a very intellectual being, a very heady being sometimes, and very structured and linear and do this, right? And the head brain is just one of the brains we have, right? It's neuroscience today talks about, you know, you have a heart brain too, because the cells of your heart is about 70% neurons, nerve cells. So just not just a muscle with hoses pumping blood in and out, it can actually tell your body to do certain things just like your brain can do. So it really has intelligence, right? And then they talk about you have a gut brain too, and you know, same thing there. The gut can say a lot of things. You poison your gut, you poison your head. So the body awareness for a man, I would say, is really, you know, connection to the heart.
Yeah.
Because from there, you start to balance your polarities out within you. And when people become fathers, that's a very common thing, right? You see, they really open up. I come from a martial arts background, and I see a lot of fighters that like, wow, I can't fight anymore. I don't have it in me. You know, there's no anger. There's nothing like that. So the heart connection is a big part when it comes to.
And that one we will dive deeper into next week when we go into the body connection from a masculine perspective. So I think we round off for today. But if you want to go deeper into the feminine and the masculine, we will do a 6-week online course starting in February, called The Rise of the Sacred Union. It's about the feminine and the masculine polarities from a relationship perspective, like how do we communicate with each other and how do we relate to each other. So it's from a relationship perspective, but it's not only for couples, it's for singles or parents or friends or colleagues. Basically, it's for anyone who wants to learn to navigate the surroundings and other people based on the feminine and the masculine polarities. So we will share everything that we know about this, and it will be a very comprehensive course. We will focus on trust. We will focus on conflict. We will focus on reactivity, on a bunch of different aspects that is the keys to be able to navigate other people and to bring it back to your own core, and also know how to navigate the other energy, to know what is what, because not right now it can be experienced as a little bit messy for people. So it's a 6-week online course. We will have in-depth seminars. We will have live coaching. So we will have both me, Simba, and Mark's eyes on whatever you need help with. And also there will be homework and somatic practices. So you can join with your boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, husband, wife, or you can join with a friend or a colleague, or you can just join by yourself if you want to learn these things and how to navigate, because this will propel your healing to a new level. Because if we are not aware about how to navigate these energies, we're missing out on a very big piece of the puzzle. So until the end of November, there is an early bird. So you can sign up on the link below. And the price will rise as we get closer to the start date. So if you know you want to join, now is the time to sign up. And if you want to start working with us right away, we have two options. And you can either come to us to the retreat here in Chiang Mai, Thailand, where we go super deep into the body connection. I mean, that's basically what our signature 3-week retreat is all about. We bring you back to the body, whether you have a masculine or feminine core. We will adjust the program to what you need and what you, the road back to your body. And you go through a physical, emotional, and spiritual detoxification. And our primary tool is regulating the nervous system and holding profound space and guidance. But if you want to work with us online, if you can't come to the farm, you can also join our holistic lifestyle redesign coaching, online coaching, that has 3 levels. And it's a 6-month commitment with both the somatic and the coaching. So if you compare it to the retreat, it's a longer commitment, and you do the changes in real time, in your life, in your lifestyle. So you're upgrading the way that you live as you go along. So it's a very comprehensive container, and people are having amazing results. So you can head over to livingwiththespirit.com and check out our different offers. Everything is there. And you have all the testimonials and everything to see what fits you best. And if you want to reach out to us, we can always set up a consultation or a discovery call to figure out what it is that you need. Yeah, that's it.
I think that's it.
Yes. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Have a great day. Thank you for the chat.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.